code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Stand back and watch the old world turn. You hear from a distance the war drums beating from the Pentagon and even from the United Nations all about the lead up to the war they're going to have, they've planned to have apparently with Iran. And it's hard to tell if they're simply trying to freeze the world into terror so we comply along a new direction, or if there's something, some big game planned at the top that we're not in on, which there always is, of course. But one way or another, they're on a roll because the war hogs have been given the saddles to ride in and have been given a full rein to do what they want, basically. And they want to standardize a world, standardize it in such a way that there'll be no competing systems. They decided long ago, a couple of hundred years ago, in fact, books were published on this very topic, that this particular system, a system that began in Europe, actually began long, long before in the Middle East and thousands of years ago, but eventually ended up in Europe for a few centuries, that the system would have to be worldwide and there'd be no competition. And they wanted a new type of secular world order. And there's no doubt about it, even the founding fathers of the U.S., talked about this federation of states would be the embryo or the nucleus of a world system, which they hoped to bring in one day. And now some of them in those days perhaps thought that they could take in other cultures, but the ones who have taken over the reins today certainly do not. They want it to be their system and their system only. And no wonder, because it's been very efficient at controlling the millions and millions of people all across Europe and the British Commonwealth and the U.S. for a long, long time. Very efficient scientific system. And we're all very happy slaves, pretty well. We suffer from neurosis. We see therapists. We take tranquilizers. We're given stress programs, how to cope with more and more stress. But we don't complain. We just go ahead and do what we're told and cope with more and more stress. And this system is to be brought to the rest of the world in countries where they don't have the same banking system. They don't have the same debt system or usury system. In fact, the Islamic states have a taboo about the usury, and of course that's really why this whole fiasco of a war has been drummed up against them. The bankers are in cahoots with those at the top, always have been, mind you, for thousands of years, and it shouldn't surprise anyone that they're on a roll now to take the rest of the world over into their beautiful, brave new world. And step by step, hopefully, they'll reduce the populations of the whole planet, but not before they use us all to bring about the new system. That's the beauty of how they work. And psychopaths certainly do take trouble in going over the details before they launch anything. We hear now about this avian flu, and for sure enough, for about 15 years now, professionals have been going on about the avian flu, this bird flu that's for the birds, that's going to get us all. I'll be talking more about this and what the government's giving out to their own employees after the following messages.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
About how everything is coming together at this moment, the wars, the ongoing wars, is prepared to go in and possibly decimate a whole people because of a few at the top, they claim, which is a great thing. You save the people by killing all the people. I've never really ever figured that one out, but then I'm not a psychopath. And back home, of course, they're pulling the rug from the U.S. citizens. I've said all along, said it for years, as the U.S. finishes off its job of standardizing the world, they'll take down the system back home as well financially, and that's happening already. And don't ever believe the nonsense they're giving us that, well, they didn't foresee the fact that all the big oil companies, which are part of the whole system, saw them going over to the euro instead of the dollar. Of course they do. These guys planned all this 50, 100 years ago. They knew exactly what's going on. And it's time to take the U.S. citizenry down as well and also bring them into their brave new world. But before I go on to our caller, I want to go into this hype about the avian flu. Now, the avian flu, of no doubt, is a hybrid flu made in laboratories like most flus have been. And bingo, you know, there's stuff coming out all the time and being declassified that we're working on viruses as far back as World War One. I know that that's where the Spanish flu came from. It didn't originate in Spain at all, but that's where the troops were coming back through Spain after World War One, and they brought all this back home with them. What was amazing at the time, it was all the troops that brought the virus back with them. that had a particular inoculation. That was the little part in the detective story. It's not hard to figure out. But they've dug up this particular flu, altered it again, and that's been on the CBC television here. They dug up bodies from the permafrost in the northern Canada, and they got live viruses. They were very successful. So they've altered it again. I've no doubt this part, this avian flu, they're going to release one day. But the OCC, which is a U.S. Department, governmental department, they authorize this department to take care of banking, has set out a form to all their employees, it's mainly for the Treasury departments, and this came out Wednesday, the day, the 7th, and it says protection against avian flu. The OCC needs your opinion about your willingness to prepare for and take the antiviral drug Tamiflu in the event of an outbreak of the avian flu caused by the H5N1 virus. The agency is considering a multi-million dollar investment to purchase the drug for all employees and their families, and to make arrangements for individuals to get the medical evaluations required for the prescription drug to be issued. It goes on about the antiviral effects, the effects of this particular flu and the drug. It says Tamiflu is an antiviral drug that can reduce transmission of the virus or even prevent infection, in addition to lessening the impact of the virus after an individual has been infected, administered orally in capsule or liquid form. It says being prepared for an outbreak of the avian flu requires the agency to act now and requires OCC employees to understand and support the decision. If you want your job, you'll support it, of course. This potential OCC investment only makes sense if the majority of the staff agree to get the necessary medical evaluation and obtain the Tamiflu prescription in coming months, and then use it as directed if avian flu strikes. And it goes on and on to tell them how to convince their families and all the rest of it, and to get it before the end of November, if possible. And this Office of Comptroller of the Currency was created by the Congress to charter national banks to oversee nationwide systems of banking institutions and to ensure the national banks are safe and sound. That's the OCC that's sending it out to all their employees now. So I've no doubt something probably will come down the way when it's time and all hell will break loose, because you've got to have an economic depression, you've got to have some sort of plague breaking out, and you'll be at war at the same time. Three things in a row. What's better than that? Now, I think we have, is it Brian on the line? Oh, it's Alan from England. Okay. Alan from England, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing? I spoke to you a few weeks ago.
Yes.
That's right. Always very assuring to hear your voice, Alan.
Uh-huh.
I did ask you about exopolitics, if you remember.
Yep.
You didn't make any comments about that.
I understand all of the theories of it and so on. But I'll tell you, nothing's going to work. Nothing is going to work or change anything until we realize that there are psychopathic types within society, all strata. And this has happened down through thousands of years. We always think we're getting ahead. We knock over tyrants once in a while, only to see new ones arise, because these characters keep coming up. And they go into all sides of politics. Even they speak for the people, too. We saw this in the Soviet system. It was supposed to be a system for people to voice their concerns and all agree upon where they wanted to go. And the same coterie of psychopaths got to the top in no time at all, shoved out all those that had the old system, or at least their initial values in their minds. They pushed
it to
the side.
It seems to me that they've infiltrated just about
everything.
Quarter,
you're right.
Including things like disclosure projects.
Yes.
With secret programs of all sorts.
Yes.
And, you know, once again, we have this sort of common denominator of, as you described them quite accurately, as a gaggle of, you know, psychopaths in control.
Yep.
And, you know, but your in your own personal expertise, you know, and I'm sure many people are listening and admire your opinions on history and what you know and what you've learned, and you're passing it on. But how do you see that, given that, you know, there are many shows like yours that are increasing awareness?
Yeah.
And it's a growing awareness.
It is, yeah.
It is indeed. And it's a fantastic thing to be living with in the present, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But what we have to do is do exactly to them, to everyone who wants to have any power whatsoever over the public, to have them tested with the strictest. But we also need to teach in schools how to recognize the psychopathic traits. That's the only way you'd ever stop them getting up there, because these are cunning people.
Well, maybe that's why there's more and more people doing homeschooling, perhaps.
Yes, that too, there's no doubt whatsoever.
That's a statistic that they don't want to tell us about.
Yes.
But in America in particular, and also in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the U.S., there's no secret that those who are homeschooled are grabbed by the universities because they're so far ahead of the regular students that go to usual schools.
Yeah. That's an interesting thought right there, isn't there?
It is. However,
given that they're trying to break down the family...
They're trying to break down the family unit, but they also, you see, that's why they instituted the National Educational Association, which is also the International Educational Association. It was to standardize all views and opinions, so there'd be no free thought, really. Mm-hmm. It was to create a form of matrix thinking where, you just like religion did for thousands of years, you would be in the middle of the box, and all you would view was the walls of that box. That would be your parameters of thought. Well, it's the same thing with the educational system. They wanted to standardize everything under the one system and then give you a fake reality. I've never heard it discussed in school why we have to be trained through school and given all this nonsensical history and a phony value system, trained to run out into the world, compete, and get to the top, and then be successful.
Stop people from thinking for themselves, basically, and discovering themselves.
Absolutely.
Your show, I so admire people like yourself, and there are so many of you, then I don't have to mention the names. And anyone who's listening, is that these people are doing this for no money. And, you know, the important thing is that we are all living in communities, and we are all just living, you know, and human beings.
Yes, we are.
And the great service that people like Alan, that you're doing, and if you don't mind me saying, is to awaken people, and it's wonderful. And I just, God bless you.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. But I'll tell you, that's really what keeps you going, and it certainly does keep you humble, because you realize that you're making a difference in this world. And hopefully, maybe somehow, you can even prevent more horrors from happening. They'll go down in statistics in the history books.
Yeah.
And especially with the people of Iran. I feel so sorry for these people and families over there that's going to be decimated if these boys at the top get their way too.
Well, let's pray that that doesn't happen and that people can see some sense. It would be an act of complete desperation by the criminals, the ones who started all of this.
Yeah,
and they're only criminals and psychopaths.
Well, they are criminals and psychopaths. I've met plenty in the music business, because you get into their homes after big concerts and stuff, and you hear them talking, and they laugh. They laugh and they do stuff that's so debauched. The average person that thinks they're civilized and respectable would be completely dumbfounded if they saw.
The other thing that worries me, Alan, is that I met a young man, because I teach music technology and all that. I think I explained that to you before.
Yeah.
And I met one young man who's into all of this green sort of like eco-warrior fanaticism, you know, kind of paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I pointed out to him, look, the dollar's going to crash, and that's all done by design.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all, you know, 1929 all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all engineered. And he said, "Oh, who cares about the Americans?"
Yeah, yeah. He's
supposed to be an environmental, hippie sort of peaceful, Green Party type. You know what I mean?
That's
He's supposed to be like that, but he don't care if millions of Americans die. I mean, what is going on with this doublethink?
It's like, again, remember, in all groups that all attract different types. To try to get to the top. Hold on, and I'll talk to you after these foreign messages, after the break.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi folks, Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, and I think Alan is still on the line. Are you there, Alan?
I sure am. What the hell happened to Leonard Cohen then?
Oh, well, lots of little things in his life.
Other people have been using it.
I know. Just the one verse kept playing, and I wanted other verses to play, but they couldn't get round to doing that.
Really? They just had it on a loop, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so...
They just had it on a WAV file.
Yeah, I mean, all of those verses are very, very poignant because they're very relevant to the topics, because even the last verse is about the coming plague, you know. Everybody knows it's coming because the media's been telling us for years.
they do tell us. I mean, you know, they're very blatant about it. I mean,
it's,
you know,
also,
come on,
yeah.
Everyone saw the Queen the other day with the King of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You know, it happened.
Yes.
There it was on television. Now, what does it tell you?
Mm-hmm.
But I do sympathize with, you know, excuse my croaky voice, I've been teaching all day.
Yeah.
Yelling at kids.
I thought you were singing at the school there. Yeah
well, both. But I do understand the idea of the psychopathic angle, because it's, you know, it's endemic, isn't it? You get it everywhere in society as well.
Yes.
It's
the ones on the
elite.
On the lower strata, the ones on the lower strata are called the failed psychopaths. These are the ones who end up in prison, street level. But the other ones who are a bit brighter and born into the right family, so they have power to start with. Because you also have a hereditary psychopathy, because especially with an elite who's inbred with male and female, both from wealthy families who got their wealth from slaughtering and so on, then you're guaranteed to have psychopathic offspring. And that's what we have today. We have generations of these characters all over the world.
But that suggests it's like a genetic thing.
It is definitely a genetic. Plato went into it in The Republic. He talks about breeding traits in or out of people, just like animals. Mm. And he said
But don't you think it's an ego thing? I mean, it's an also that the conditioning that we get through all the television and the consumer we're not beings.
Yes.
We're not, we've been reduced to consumers.
Remember Britain, the British history is so important to all of this because it was pretty typical of the whole of Europe.
So anyone can be a psychopath, that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, anyone can be one.
You don't need genetics.
Almost. But
you just got to watch the Ninja Turtles or whatever.
That they're born without the innate sense of community or empathy. They're born without that. And that's baffled people for a long, long time. It simply is not there. Now, they're very good at putting a show of it on, but the sort of characters that could go to a graveyard and even put a tear out and turn away and laugh at a joke a split second later. We actually saw this happening with Bill Clinton when they went to the Brown funeral. He stood around at the grave and then he walked away and someone told it and he just burst out in hysterics. And that's the psychopathic trait right there, you see.
Mm.
Yeah, they don't
have
any
feeling. That's right. I think it's all over the shop.
It's highly prevalent.
I think that people emulate it. I mean, in business, they're predatorial.
That's what business is.
Banking and whatever.
Yeah.
All of these money, anything to do with, profit. And they put profit first and service second.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that if you do it the other way around, the profit, you will get the money. If you give the service,
And the money circulates too.
Yeah, and if you do things that work rather than, what people perceive to be right and wrong.
Yep.
Because we've got to respect that everyone's got their own perceptions.
That's right.
However,
the problem today is here we are at the end of. I mean, this is the 21st century, and we kick it off with more wars. And it's to be the war of all wars, to end all wars, to bring the global system in. And then they're going to have a war of terror on the population of the whole world because they need an enemy. And this is, again, the psychopathic thinking. They can't let go of power. And that's what we've got to understand. These characters will not let go of their deviant power structure that they've created. And right. They give us a culture which we then emulate.
Without any doubt, Alan, they have demonstrated that they are prepared to do just about anything.
Right. Absolutely.
Anything. Murder.
Adolf Hitler
whatever.
In the bunker.
Just
Adolf Hitler in the bunker.
Yeah.
He said that if the German people failed to take over the Europe and win that war, then by the Darwinian standards of survival of the fittest, they all deserve to perish. That's what he said. In other words,
he was funded by Wall Street and the Bank of England. We know
that. Yes, he was.
And because they were more scared of Stalin, because they took them downstairs in the basement and shot them.
Yes, I know. And then of course,
I think I better get off the line now and let someone else speak.
Okay, I'll talk to you again.
I'll talk to you again then.
Sure.
I'll listen to the rest of the show. Nice to talk to you.
I'll talk to you again.
Yeah, bye.
And Professor Anthony Sutton wrote two great books on this, and he was a top man who went into the congressional records of after wars and so on, and he wrote Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Who funded the Bolshevik Revolution that became the Soviet Union? It's the same bankers, same families in the West. And then, of course, Wall Street and the rise of Hitler. Same thing again. It's well worth reading into. These characters have been behind all wars. They've never been prosecuted for them, even though George Bush's, grandfather was initially prosecuted but wasn't put in prison for trading with the enemy act during World War II. They were all financing the Nazi side. And we wonder why we're seeing fascism all over the place. It's the same bunch in control. That's why it's here. Now, I think we have Chris in New Hampshire on the line. Are you there, Chris?
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. I want to let you know that I listen to your podcast mostly every day for quite a...
Hold on a second, and we'll talk after the break.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, folks. I want to walk back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and got Chris from New Hampshire, who had got cut off just before the break. Are you still there, Chris?
I'm here. Yeah, I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, you're clear. Yeah.
Thank you. I've been listening to you for months now, mostly every day on my iPod, downloading your podcasts.
Yeah.
And like most listeners out there, I listen to you for free, and I want to apologize for never buying any of your products.
Yeah.
But that's going to change because I want more. And like most of your other listeners, I'm sure that given the time and the opportunity, we would have hundreds of questions that we would love to ask you.
Yeah.
But right now, there's only one right now that's pressing on my mind. You see, I drive to work every morning in Massachusetts, and every morning I see the planes up above laying down their trails, and they're crisscrossing in the sky.
Yeah.
And I watch them from my window at work, and I watch them start to spread, and by early afternoon, those trails from the jets have come into a complete cloud cover in the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I'm pretty scared to death. I mean, we can't drink the water. You can't buy bottled water without getting estrogen. To coin a term that you use, we're being sprayed by bugs.
Yep.
You know, I caught asthma as an adult in my 30s. I've never had it before, and
you're
I'm
not, I tell you, that's the interesting. I've had about five people in 1 month, all most of them actually 40 and over, who have come down with asthma for the first time. Yeah.
And my question, I guess, would be, what can I do to protect myself and my family from these aerial spraying? Because it's everywhere. You can't escape it.
That's the problem. You have no idea that it's everywhere. It's all over the world.
I
get it from Australia, New Zealand, all over. They're doing this spraying. And my mind always goes right back to Mr. Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
In news here when he talked about the aerosolized Prozac and Valium to spray over major cities to calm the people in times of major crisis. And I thought, my God, they're actually doing it. If you were the boys at the top and you're bringing in this brave new world with a completely new set of values, completely new duties as a citizen to the world state, new way of living, you would use every weapon in your arsenal. And I really have to say, I believe they're using it.
Yeah, I do too. I do feel fatigued all the time. And I myself also remember the chemtrail, calm trails or condensation trails evaporate quickly, but do stay up there all day. They are there literally all day, 10, 12 hours into the nighttime, they're still up there.
Yeah.
And so I've searched the internet and tried to find ways that, you know, how can I protect myself less than wearing a hazmat suit? Is there anything that we can do?
The main thing you can do is in the home, there are certain screening types you can get that were used for shelters, for underground shelters, but there's filters you can actually put over windows and so on, anywhere where you want air coming in to try and keep out whatever's in all this stuff. I know that there's different barium and aluminum oxide because I've had it tested myself. It killed my dog two or three years ago. And it was eating the snow. It was eating compacted snow at the end of winter. And it was highly concentrated spray from the whole winter. And the dog died. And I got information at that time other people's pets were dying too from the same causes. Mm-hmm. So highly toxic. Definitely try and stop the air coming in through these filters. There's companies out there, you can buy them and fit them to your windows yourself. And honestly, apart from wearing a respirator outside, I have no idea how you'd stop it. Because
that's what I thought. I thought that. I mean, I hear a lot of guys on the radio hawking vitamins, the same.
Oh, no, listen. I never hype fear and then give you something to sell.
Yeah, I know you don't. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other day, I flew back from Florida, and I was coming through LaGuardia Airport, and all the TSA were out there in force, and I saw them physically patting down, this man had to be an octogenarian, in a wheelchair with his gray-haired wife standing by, patting him down, searching through their stuff, while people of Middle Eastern looking are passing cleanly through, and I says to myself, this Homeland Security thing is nothing but a farce, a lie, and a joke, and I am convinced that they are doing that to train us for a police state.
There's no doubt. Everything that's happening, and I've gone through all the laws that have been passed on the U.S. books since 9/11. Now, they tried to get them passed before 9/11. Some were passed before 9/11 even happened when the Clinton administration, that's why they blew up Oklahoma City, building, and that passed that weekend. After that, they tried it the week before; it wouldn't pass. So, boom and bingo, it gets passed. But
I can remember the news announcers. Yeah. I can remember a newscaster saying they're bringing out bombs from the Morrow building.
Yes.
And then they said that there was a big hole in the ground, but there really wasn't a hole. Yeah.
Yeah, I still got the tapes. I still got the tapes that are recorded at the time from the main newscasters, and they did say that FEMA had an office in the basement, and they were bringing out all these bombs,
Yeah, that's what I heard. Well, Alan, thank you very much. I don't want to monopolize your time, even though I'd love to monopolize your time and ask you just dozens and dozens of questions. I thank you, and again, I want to apologize for being a free listener all these months. And
you try and help out, because that's the only thing that keeps me going,
I do read some of the books that you request. Some of them are very difficult to read because I'm a product of public school.
Yep.
And television and reading is amazingly difficult.
Mm-hmm. It will come. The more you do, the more you do it, the easier it'll get.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan.
You take care. Now, I think we also have another New Hampshire caller here. It's Vernon in New Hampshire. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, right. I'm here, Alan.
How are you doing?
Not so bad, not so bad. How are you doing this evening?
I'm just surviving in this cold weather.
Yeah, I feel we all trying to survive in the Matrix to the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have three topics I'd like you to elaborate on, because I heard that the global electronic net, which is connected to the harp, has been tested on us. And another topic is about the economic collapse of the United States. And the third one is about that coming pandemic, which is about unleashing the public of North America. So I'd like you to elaborate a lot more on it.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. They've used the harp on the public. In fact, I think it was the people, the people or the government of Maine had taken something out against the U.S. federal government, because they were the first ones to at least admittedly to be tested on without their knowledge. They used harp technology on them, and they were pulsing their scalar weaponry on them. This is back in the, I think, early 90s. And all the social services, police departments, hospitals were taking notes of types that were coming in, what was happening to the people. And they found that by altering the frequency, they could make them very depressed or very anxious. They found that domestic animals were biting their owners for the first time, things like that. So behavior alterations it was causing, and that was tested there. We know also that Dr. Nick Begich put a lot of good information on it. There's even been programs with him on television, CBC Canada, where they visited, or at least one of the reporters visited the HARP facility in Alaska. And you saw all these antennas arrayed on the ground level, hundreds of them. And they are using it. Now you can pick it up on shortwave radio because it beams within the shortwave frequencies. And you can pick these shortwave radios up at some of the radio shacks and circuit cities for pretty cheap. But in different frequencies there, you'll hear this whoa, 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 whoa sound, very powerful sound. And this is going on 24 hours per day now. Yeah. As far as the economic system goes, that's meant to really turn down a whole system into panic, a gradual control panic, of course. And out of it is to come a new currency. We get trained along a path to accept something until we plead for them to help us, and bingo, they come out with what they wanted to give you in the first place. They always get us to demand what they want to give us, and that will come with the new Amero. What will be given out eventually in the U.S. at the right time, but not before your standard of living plummets for a while. And the pandemic, there's no doubt about it. Pandemics are beautiful. I was going to read Thomas Malthus tonight, who wrote a book in the 1700s on population control and what he called the positive factors that help with population control. And in amongst the positive factors, he had the Black Plague, and putting people in swamps to live, where you build houses in areas like that, crowded conditions, big cities or towns with crowds of people put in them. This is all conducive to be positive factors on population reduction. So this is an old thing, and this came from a member of the British elite, Thomas Malthus. His theories are still used today by those at the top. So we shouldn't be surprised that these psychopathic types are still running the show. The Darwin family was exactly the same through Charles Galton Darwin, who wrote his book in the 1950s, in the next million years. He backed up Thomas Malthus and all his theories and said why they'd have to kill off so many of the public and so many of the useless eaters and what he called the inferior types being anyone who didn't have noble blood, basically. So that's true. It's all coming together at the same time. Very old plan. And the only problem they had was to herd us along into this big sheep pen slowly, slowly, slowly through crisis and fear and keep us entertained as we're doing it, too.
Okay, I think I got one more added to that list. I want to ask you what scenario you see they're planning to use to implement that national ID card, which they really want desperately to give the public.
It could be done either through the next war, ongoing war, I should say, the next phase of it, for your own safety, you understand. Or it could even be put out through the pandemic. I know that in Britain, they said that the ID card that they brought out already over there has the capacity to do all your banking. So all your banking is to be done through that one card eventually, and your medical health and everything through it. So it all ties in together. And it's the same company that's made the cards for Canada that gets them next year when the States gets them too.
Okay, so we in for like a really, really like hellish time right now, and coming up now.
There's no doubt about it. Up here in Canada, you're paying $1.16 per litre. There's almost 4 litres to the gallon. And so we're paying $1.16 per litre. And the U.S. gas is way down. It's been kept down artificially. Most of the gas you're using in the U.S. is not from anywhere else except Canada. Alberta produces most of the U.S. gasoline. We're paying more in Canada than you are in the States, so you're being subsidized at the moment, but that will get pulled off eventually.
Actually, we're paying $2.92 as of today in New Hampshire for gas.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
That's still cheap for us.
You call it cheap, but like worldwide is getting like really, really screwed up now, though.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. It was nice talking to you, Alan.
Well, you take care.
All right, bye-bye.
And I think we have Dee in Michigan. Are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Go ahead.
Alan?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Dee from Detroit, and I wanted to just kind of bring to your attention, if you weren't aware, of the company that makes Tamiflu is not the company that owns the patent to it. I believe it's Roche Laboratories that
yes.
makes Tamiflu, but the patent is owned by Gilead Pharmaceuticals.
Really?
And Gilead Pharmaceuticals' former head went into civil service.
And was that Rumsfeld?
Yes.
Yes, I thought it was him, yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
So, you know... It just sort of makes
Well, you do
sense
know this why... world is so full of coincidences, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's just amazing. I think he and Cheney with Halliburton are having a contest. But, you know, I mean, so many people, and I was one of them, you know, when bird flu was first coming out because my great-grandmother had died of the Spanish flu. Yeah. So I was really following it and being very concerned. And the second I dug that up a couple of years ago, I just laughed and I told everybody, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that Rumsfeld, too, was the CEO of one of the big GMO companies that push for GMO foods as well at one point. He certainly got around. And another time he was the head of some of the biowarfare laboratory companies that sold Saddam Hussein all of the weaponry that he eventually supposedly used on the Iranians. So... that man has been all over the place. He's just a finger in every pie, and he's still tramping on, telling everybody so much lies. It's just incredible, incredible.
But, yeah, still is the major stockholder over at Gilead Pharmaceuticals. I guess he wants everybody just to have their prescription of Tamiflu ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I got asthma when I was 40 years old, too.
Really? Really? Yeah? Well, as I say, lots of people now are getting it for the first time. And that never used to happen at all, never used to happen. You generally had it, it would break out around the 2 years of age, and then you'd know you'd have it maybe at least, and you get often, you grew out of it about the age of 18 or 20, you'd often grow out of it. Some didn't, some did, but you never had people over even 20 years of age that used to come down with asthma for the first time.
And now it's just really crazy. But I also, one other little thing too is, and I'm not talking from a heavy Christian Bible thumper, but trying to live in this world and following the rules that were forced down our throats isn't the way we're going to survive. And you used to years ago, because I've listened to your old talks and a lot of the early Jackie Petrou, I have your MP3s, your old radio shows, and with, I believe, Hezbollah.
Yeah.
And you touched on that that power that's within us that we've forgotten. I know Manly Hall would had talked about always the magic number 7, because it's always the 5 and the hidden 2. You know, the 5 vowels everybody knows, but sometimes Y and W. And then the 5 days of the week and the 2 weekend. And then, but it's the 5 senses that are overt, and then the 2 that we're dumbed down from knowing.
Yeah.
And it just, when I first started listening to you and you were telling the truth, but until I heard some of your archives where you started to touch on that, mm-hmm. I have to say I kind of like listened to you with, you know, still kind of a fence around me because of being led down so many dead ends by so many people. And when you've heard that, I think it really touches the place where so many of us that are trying to deal with what's happening in this world are know that that's where a lot of where our power lies. I mean, that's not to say to sit around and go home and not act on anything or talk about anything or be proactive. But nonetheless, you know, there's some very true words in the Bible, and, you know, to love one another. But it's the living in the two worlds, not serving two masters.
Yes. Yeah, I'll address that when I come back from the break.
Great, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. time, Alan Watt, with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just to touch on the last caller's question about what spirit is and so on, and religion. Well, see, religion really has been controlled from the beginning, especially the Christianity, because it took over, it was taken over by Rome, that was already an empire, and amalgamated with a ruling empire with vast lands and territories that had stolen and conquered over people. And so they blended the two together, and we don't know what the truth is anymore as far as who said what was written, what wasn't written. We know things have been added and taken out down through many centuries. And you can't put a New Testament with its forgiveness next to an Old Testament where you're allowed to buy and own slaves. And things like that, yet stoning people to death for what we would call minor offenses or eating the wrong kind of shellfish, I mean, that's also nonsensical. And the problem is it was married. Christianity was married with an old, much older system of collectivism, which also thrived on economics and slavery and usury. Christianity was the antithesis, supposedly, but it was quickly taken over by a system that was already under the system of usury and taxation to pay off the usury, and that was Rome. And it's never been separated since, very unfortunately. As far as spirit goes, it's that thing within you that drives you. It's something that pushes you onward. They used to call soul separate from spirit. Soul was the motivating force within you that drew you towards something much bigger or higher. And it also gave you a connectiveness with other people. Well, as you can look around you today, you have to ask the question, are there simply more psychopaths than ordinary people, or is there simply no spirit in them? That's your moral dilemma. That's your big question. Which one is it? And is it really important to differentiate the two? Because the symptoms are identical. The symptoms of the psychopath, in fact, in the dominant type, the arrogance, the deviancy of them, the way they lie, cheat, and steal, and snicker at the public. When you look at all the symptoms, they're identical to what used to be called demonic possession, for instance. So you're looking at the same symptoms, one described in scientific terminology, one described in religious terminology. We're definitely going through one battle here, and only those who have something in them, be it a natural humanity within them or spirit, call it what you want, only that's going to get us through. Nothing else will do it. And even if we come through this, we can't have the same system back again because it's totally corrupt. You can't transplant a part of a healthy organ if the other part of it is cancerous. You can't take the cancer in with you. And this system is inhumane from the bottom, from the start right to the present. It can only get worse. We're told we're successful. If we get to the top by any means possible, suddenly the people will worship you, and that's true. The people love to bow down to the ultra-rich, no matter what they've done or how they acquired that wealth. And that's a sad trait in what we see with human nature. It's not easy for those people who still have conscience to live in the society and see all this and understand it. It's only meant for those who are, as I say, psychopathic. They can thrive in this system. I always remember the Rothschild famous statement when he said, you make your money when the blood is running in the streets, because he cornered the markets on munitions and food and so on. That's how bad it is. But anyway, keep going, folks, and we'll be back again on Friday. So from Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you. With recent